From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House says President Trump will accept an invitation to talks by North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but that all sanctions against the North will stay in place. Kim expressed his desire to meet with Trump through South Korea's National Security Advisor Chung O-yong. Chung made the historic and stunning announcement Thursday night outside the White House.
And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said in a tweet that Trump and Kim would meet at a time and place to be determined. She said, "We look forward to the denuclearization of North Korea. In the meantime, all sanctions and maximum pressure must remain." Chung was in Washington Thursday to brief American officials about his talks with Kim this week in Pyongyang. President Trump has signed new tariffs of 25% for steel imports and 10% for aluminum imports.
The action that I'm taking today follows a nine-month investigation by the Department of Commerce, Secretary Ross, documenting a growing crisis in our steel and aluminum production that threatens the security of our nation and also is bad for us economically and with jobs.
The president said Thursday he will hold off on imposing the tariffs on Mexico and Canada while both countries renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. He said there will be ways that other nations can also avoid the tariffs. This is VOA News. The Syrian military is continuing its relentless aerial and ground assaults on eastern Ghouta in a campaign to capture the rebel-held suburb of Damascus, forcing the postponement of a critical shipment of humanitarian aid, that report coming from the International Committee of the Red Cross. The poor are once again paying the price for strife and dysfunction in Kenya's public health system. A nationwide doctor's strike shut down all public facilities for 3 months last year, and now a fresh strike has handicapped the nation's largest public referral hospital for almost a week. Correspondent Ryle Ombor reports from Nairobi.
The latest doctor's strike resulted from a horrific mistake at the hospital. Last week, a neurosurgeon opened the head of the wrong patient for brain surgery, a mix-up of identification tags, so the wrong man wheeled into the operating room. The surgeon performing the surgery was suspended. More than 700 other doctors undergoing postgraduate training, commonly known as registrars, went on strike in a show of support for the doctor. The doctors are demanding their colleague to be reinstated immediately and for the management to handle the hospital's systemic problems. The Kenyan health system has been mired in scandals of corruption and mismanagement. In October 2016, Kenyans were outraged when an audit had revealed more than $50 million was missing from the health ministry. The scandal came to light just days after President Uhuru Kenyatta expressed frustrations about the fight against graft in his government. The Kenyatta National Hospital Board on Thursday recalled a suspension letter given to the doctor involved in the brain surgery mix-up and urged striking doctors to resume work immediately. Rael Ombor, VOA News, Nairobi.
Former Trump presidential campaign chief Paul Manafort pleaded not guilty to charges of tax evasion and bank fraud in federal court on Thursday. The judge set a date of July 10th for the trial to begin. A grand jury indicted Manafort late last month, alleging that he and his former aide, Richard Gates, laundered more than $30 million through hidden offshore accounts. And the developing story at this hour, the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is eager to meet with President Trump for talks as soon as possible and says he is committed to refrain from nuclear and missile tests. A stunning and historic announcement was made outside the White House Thursday night by South Korean National Security Advisor Chung Yu-yong. Chung said Trump would like to meet with Kim by May. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.